So other questions that I had. When you started talking about how you have to wait until the Thursday before to make some of these other things, and that was my, I thought, well, can you freeze everything? Can you freeze the, and of course, I can't say it, but I love to hear you say what these are called.
Let me tell you about gouda vieiras. You don't have to freeze them at all. I baked them one Christmas, and in August I found them in a can, and they were still good.
Ooh. Are those they like the almond forever. Crescents? My mom yes. has made yes. these.
Oh, yes. Sometimes people put almonds.
Right? Yes. They're made of
they
almonds.
They last forever, because I thought, oh my goodness, here's a can, and I opened it up, and it was full of gouda vieiras.
Okay, that's good. Just a note, we do not freeze these. But
right,
you can.
Right. Yeah, that was because
the only
you
thing
have
we
to
freeze are the is yeah. the bread.
Yeah, yeah. And that's okay
no
to freeze again when you
yes.
take it home. Okay,
because it's freshly frozen
and it's so moist.
And I'm thinking because this is such a it's a one time event for the year, and if people are buying this for their Easter dinner and this year you're doing it 2 weeks ahead of time, is it something people would have to freeze?
No.
If they're saving it for Easter or
the bread. As we said, you would really yeah. needs to be frozen because, mm-hmm. like any bread, because we don't put preservatives in. So, mm-hmm. Excuse me. The other pastries really don't need to be frozen. We don't recommend, like we said earlier, the galacto burrico. I think that's the one you were the custard one.
Okay, right.
Just
the custard.
Simply because that's perishable.
I know. I can just listen to you talk this all day.
Yeah, refrigerate. Right. And that, you know, we say just a few days, but you could probably keep it longer. Like mm-hmm. anything else you would make that would be custardy, you know, judge by what it looks like, and you know,
it's all milk.
Yeah, it's all milk.
Right,
that's
so
that's
it's
what it is.
Yeah.
It's milk and eggs. So that's the most perishable of the things that we make. But the finiquia will last a long time. The curabiedas, the gulurakia, yeah, they last a long time. Even the baklava, I think, personally, the baklava, I also refrigerate after a few days. Mm-hmm. I don't like to leave that out. How about you, Anne?
I also recommend putting the gouda vieiras, the powdered sugars, in tins rather than plastic. The tins just keep it so much fresher.
Mm-hmm.
The baklava, I've already frozen again, but I think the philo gets a little
I think
not
when
as pretty.
It must thaw, it's probably,
so,
and does the texture change?
It might. So if you just refrigerate those and keep them covered real well, I think you can go for a pretty long time.
I'll tell you what, though, if this were in my house, there would be no concern about freezing or how long it's going to last, because this might, you know, maybe a week or maybe. I think our whole family, right? Not that I would ever need to freeze it, but yeah, if you wanted to preserve it so that you could have it later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Oh my gosh.
Are any of these new to you? I mean, I know you've seen like this.
I've had baklava, and I think I've had something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've had that. I can't say what these are. I'm just pointing because...
That's the twisted cookie, a gluteike.
Oh, I can say twisted cookie, but I want to use...
That's a great coffee cookie in the morning. It's not sweet.
Right.
And you can have it with, you know, your coffee.
So it's kind of like a biscotti.
And for kids like them.
Eating, if they don't have time for there's much less sugar than cereal, you know. And we grew up on those.
We grew up eating gulurakia for breakfast. Mm-hmm. We didn't have that much time before, you know, leaving for school.
Right.
And we would make gulurakia soup. Our parents would allow us to have milk, mostly milk, with a little bit of their coffee. And then we'd break the gulurakia in there.
Oh,
and
my
it sounds
God.
Gross to some
no,
people.
No, I think that sounds
but,
amazing.
Oh, it was good. Eggs.
Sounds really good.
Butter, you know, and sugar. That's and the flavorings.
Is there cognac or whiskey in yours? Oh.
No, you can do that.
Oh, I think
some
I
people
made
do, but
cognac.
No.
Put that in the gouda vieiras. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can make gulurakia with either milk as the liquid or orange juice.
Uh-huh.
Ours are orange juice. But anything that's in there is healthy and, you know, for kids especially, they're not super sweet, so kids are far better off eating gulurakia than
sounds like something,
cereals out of a box.
I mean, I might need this. I might need all of this. Well, thank you for sort of entertaining my last... Those questions were just busting out of my head, so I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Thank you so
Perfect.
Much.
Thank you.